Welcome back, everyone, to State of Belief Radio. I'm Welton Gaddy. Arun Mogul is a popular and articulate young writer and public speaker whom we've called upon repeatedly to help us understand important events in the Muslim world. Arun has written what he calls a politically incorrect guide to Ramadan. And that seemed like a great reason to have him back on the show as followers of Islam continue the holy fast through August 7th this year. Arun, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Even though there's plenty of sarcastic humor in this guide, you do a really good job, I think, of making this a more relatable experience. Because for most non-Muslims, I think the very idea of a daily fast for a whole month combined with extensive study of the Quran is really hard for them to relate to. What do you think are the most misunderstood parts of Ramadan by non-Muslims?
I think it was actually, for me, it was trying to understand Ramadan myself in a Muslim community and then in a Muslim country. So I'm in Dubai right now in the United Arab Emirates, and this is my first time doing Ramadan in a Muslim country. So it's a little bit weird because my whole experience of Ramadan has been as a minority and in the United States where you're fasting and the vast majority of people around you are not. And it's been really interesting to me to see what it's like in a wealthy, capitalist-friendly society that is also Muslim, how Ramadan gets translated. And in a lot of ways, it kind of reminded me of the same debates you hear around Christmas and Christianity. You know, is Christmas too commercialized? Are we losing the point? Has it become a secular holiday? Is it okay to celebrate it in the way we're celebrating it? I think actually some of the questions are exactly the same questions, just applied to Ramadan.
Has anyone responded, especially from within the Muslim community, anyone responded critically to what you've done?
Whenever you read the comments to, I think, any article in the world, I think you could write an article about puppies, and there'll always be 10 or 15 people who are just really angry, and I don't know why they're angry, but there's always just angry people in comments. And if you actually read the comments to this piece, there's a few people who seem really, really, really upset by the fact that I wrote it. And it's interesting to me. I think a lot of Muslims take themselves way too seriously, and I think a lot of Muslims don't understand the difference between making fun of the way we do things as a community or as a culture and the religion itself. And if you read the article, even casually, you'll see it's more about how Muslims celebrate Ramadan and kind of the silly or contradictory things that come up as a result of that, as opposed to the idea of Ramadan itself. It's interesting. The whole point of Ramadan, if you look at the idea of it, I think is generally actually more and faithfully practiced in the West and especially in the United States than it can be in a Muslim country, because it's supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be you do your normal daily routine, except you can't eat or drink anything. And in Dubai, for example, many people leave for Ramadan because it's basically like a holiday. If you're a Muslim, at most workplaces, you're not allowed to work legally more than 6 hours a day. Many people actually, they eat their pre-dawn meal maybe around 4 a.m., and then they sleep until like 3 or 4 p.m., and then they wake up with a few hours to go. They eat a huge meal right after sundown, and they spend the whole night out. And malls are open till 2 or 3 in the morning, and restaurants are open till 2 or 3 in the morning, and it has a festive feel, and it is really fun, but then it makes you scratch your head and say, well, is this the point of Ramadan, or are we doing it exactly backwards?
This article that you wrote is certainly not disparaging Ramadan in any way. I read this as a sometimes humorous look at what it looks like to observe Ramadan and how that affects some of your fellow faithful. Is that a fair way of saying what you did?
Yeah, I think it's a way of poking fun at the way Ramadan turns out. I mean, for example, we had guests come over. Every night of Ramadan, people tend to hold parties or get-togethers where they invite their friends or family over. I mean, the big overarching theme of Ramadan is generosity, to feed the poor, to feed your friends, to feed your guests, and it becomes an incredibly powerful social experience. I mean, there's nothing like starving the whole day, being parched, dizzy, exhausted, and then sitting with your best friends or new friends or even complete strangers, waiting for the call to prayer to start, waiting for the sun to dip below and go down, and then, you know, you can have that first bite of food, you can have that first sip of water. It's a really powerful experience, but it's also kind of funny because, you know, for the hour before that, everyone's basically a zombie, and then for the hour after that, everyone's basically a zombie, but, you know, for a different reason.
So it's
just kind of an amusing time, and I was hoping that I could try to translate Ramadan in a different way for an audience that might not know about it.
If you have your choice of where to be during Ramadan, would you rather be in the United States or rather be in Dubai?
That's a tough question. I think one reason I do like being here, and it's pretty interesting, is every night, about an hour after the sun goes down, there's a special prayer. And every night, people gather in the mosque to read 1/30th of the Quran. So over the course of the 30 days of Ramadan, you read, you know, a different portion of the Quran. And so basically you do it from start to finish. And because the Quran originally started as an oral book, as something that people read and recited and listened to, it's basically an evocation of that. So here, for example, they bring world-famous Quran reciters. And there's actually this massive global subculture, if subculture is fair for, you know, 1.5 billion people, of these top-notch reciters who people follow, and they buy their CDs, and they're fans of them on Twitter or Facebook. And then they basically, compared it to bar hopping, it's like mosque hopping, where you go to different mosques where they invite the big name reciters. And because Dubai is a very wealthy place, they have the money and resources to bring people in. So, you know, for example, yesterday I went to a mosque, and there was a very, very famous reciter from Saudi Arabia. And that's just really cool for someone who grew up in the Muslim community, where you may hear this person on a CD or you may have them on your iPod, but then you're actually in the same mosque as them. You have to get there an hour and a half early. You're parked somewhere in the desert, like half a mile from the mosque, because there's a traffic jam just to get to the mosque. So it's kind of a cool experience, and we don't really get that in the U.S. Quite yet in the same way.
Yeah. Arun Mogul is fellow both at the Center on National Security at Fordham Law and with the Institute for Social Policy and Understanding, and a senior correspondent for Religion Dispatches, where you can read his politically incorrect guide to Ramadan. I encourage you to do that. You'll also find there his thoughts on the importance of this observance. Arun, it's always beneficial to talk with you on State of Belief Radio. We wish you Ramadan Kareem.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. State of Belief Radio is made possible in part by the generous donations of listeners like you. Please visit us online at stateofbelief.com and consider making a financial contribution to support the show today. We'll use it to keep State of Belief on the air and to expand the reach of this program at a time when so few voices representing an inclusive, respectful approach to interreligious dialogue seem even to exist. stateofbelief.com is also where you can find out more about the show, hear extended interviews, watch in-studio videos, read transcripts, and sign up for our podcast. You'll find more information about the topics discussed on this week's show and resources to help bring State of Belief to a radio station near you. Stay in touch with us, please. Use Facebook and Twitter. Contact information is available at stateofbelief.com, including our toll-free listener line, 800-856-0277. We encourage you to tell others about the show and encourage them to listen to. I know you know someone that needed to hear today's show. Join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief. Preacher man, you see what he was.